Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Choice Says Podcast. Thank you for making great choices and listening to Choice Says for 26 weeks. Okay, before I move on to anything else, just wanted to remind you, you can find Choice Says on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and all the other podcast spots. All right, so do you know what 26 weeks means? There's 52 weeks in a year, so it's been a half of a year since I started the pod. Okay, so I'll admit, there was a little bit of fear when I started this that I would give up after a couple episodes. Maybe more than a couple, but you know. But now, I look at what I've started, and I think that I've created something that I truly believe in and love, and I can't even fathom the thought of stopping now. However, I wouldn't mind not spending so much time on editing. I find myself obsessing over the audio quality more and more as time goes on. And it's funny, I thought that as time went on and I got better with the editing software that I'd get quicker at editing. But it's actually stayed the same, if not a little bit longer. But you can definitely tell the overall quality of the podcast has improved a lot. And not just the audio quality, but I think the way I organize the content has gotten a lot better too. But really, what I want is to be able to hire someone to do the editing someday. Because they won't be as attached and they'll probably only take like 2 hours doing the editing. So that would be amazing. All right, so moving on. In honor of this half year mark, I'm going to talk about Choice Says Podcast, how it came about, what it's done for me, and what I think it's doing for others. I'm not sure if I've talked about this after it happened, but this podcast actually originated almost as an accident. I was a little tipsy one night and just decided that I wanted to start a podcast. I figured I'm starting this brand new life in a brand new town. It could be a fun way to document it via audio. So then I signed up for a podcast hosting website, recorded myself on my phone, and just talked about how I wanted to become an actor and I'm in the perfect place for it, and just kind of a lot of gibberish after that, to be honest. And I posted it, and I got a lot more listens than I had expected. And then the next day, I listened back to it sober and immediately took it down. It wasn't necessarily that I was embarrassed of what I said. Well, maybe a little bit. But then I just saw two huge problems with it. A, it sounded so amateur, which, it was recorded on my phone. Really, if you're gonna do it right, you know? And then B, it just didn't have any meat. And you know why? Because I didn't have a plan. I literally just wanted to record myself talk and post it. And maybe that works for some people, but I wanted more. No. I needed more. So for a few days, I got my stuff together. I got a temporary good enough mic because I had left all my professional recording equipment in California. And yes, I have always had a professional recording equipment. Fun fact, I have always wanted to write and record my own music. And I still do. I'm working on that. And so now for the content, I knew I wanted to do some sort of interviewing of my friends, and I also love the thought of sharing people's stories. I'm an avid listener of podcasts, and one of my favorite podcasts, WTF with Marc Maron, did a lot of that, the sharing stories of others through an interview. And I definitely wanted to take an extra step and made the message of the podcast about us all being in it together in this world. people feel alone too often, and I wanted people to listen to my podcast and know that they're not alone. And I knew I had friends who had stories to tell. Then I thought, wait, who doesn't have a story to tell? Life is a beautiful thing, but it really also is kind of shitty sometimes. And we all do go through something one way or the other. So I had discovered the meat of my podcast. I also, thank God, realized that I couldn't sustain doing an interview episode every single week. So I decided to do some short solo episodes and alternate between the two. This portion started out as how therapy is helping me with my acting and improv because I have a lot of anxiety and stage fright. So it was kind of going to be about that, but it has evolved into something quite different and, if I must say so myself, something quite beautiful. I mean, I still do my updates on these once in a while, but I really try to talk about something that's on my mind. And you can tell from having listened to those episodes, like most recently, I talked about the 10 principles of Burning Man, guilt, and addiction. These are important topics, and they're very important topics for me. So I talk about them, trying to relate it to my life. Sometimes I link it to my life, sometimes I just talk about it, but I found it to be a great space for my thoughts. But anyway, I found it to hold a very great space in the podcast. Just my thoughts. So there, my two-parter podcast was created. Ooh, I can't forget about the name of the podcast. I had originally named it Choi Talk with a Choi Face. Some of my friends might know about the Choi face. It's just the silly face I make. And while I still love the name, that would probably be a better name for a comedy podcast, maybe. And I was talking to a couple friends from my improv class about the podcast, and my buddy Mark said, "Ooh, how about choices? Like, make a choices, listen to choices." And he gave a couple other examples. And I was like, that sounds pretty good. But you know, at that moment, I was so married to the original name. So I sat on it for a minute and then I went and made a Facebook poll. I mean, what else does one do, right? So Choi says one. And I cannot be more thankful that's how the cookie crumbled. I love the name Choi says. So Mark and all my Facebook poll participants, thank you all very much. I usually record the interviews for about 2 to 3 hours, and this is including a lot of side chatter or even just kind of us talking and catching up for a minute. But still, a good solid length of time goes into the interview itself. And it has been such a blessing in my life to be able to sit and have my friends share their stories with me. I mean, sure, some of them I knew most of the things that happened in their lives, and some not, but just to sit there and start from the beginning to now of what they've gone through or done or overcame, man, that has been such a gift. Really, how often do we get to sit with somebody and just talk about their life for 2 hours? This has been so amazing for my friendships and just for my personal growth. I do wish I get a little more feedback from my listeners, which I know I have them, a good amount of them, but I just don't hear back enough. So, hello, hi, if you're listening and you've never written in, please send me an email with your thoughts. It can be as simple as, hey, I love this episode. This person is so brave to share their story. And if you don't like something, please let me know so I can address it or fix it or whatever, because that's the only way I'm going to get better. On the other side of the coin, the feedback that I do get are so amazing, so valuable. And I truly think that my message is being relayed properly, and I really couldn't be happier about it. And I just wish that I am able to reach more people. But I think that will come with time. Not worried about it. And finally, something that makes my heart just so warm. my guests. They have told me that it's been therapeutic for them to be able to talk openly about their struggles. Most of them are really nervous in the beginning, but I think in the second half of the interview, they really feel more relaxed and really feel a sense of relief in sharing their story. And also, I think they know that by sharing their story, they can possibly be helping somebody down the line. And I think that brings them a lot of joy too. I gotta say, I'm just so lucky to be surrounded by amazing people in my life. Now, as I start branching out to people I don't know, I believe that I will have a very different experience, but I know that it will be just as fulfilling. So, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you to all of you, my listeners, my guests, my motivators, my supporters, my enablers, my haters. All of you have made this podcast possible. This thing I created that makes me grow every single day. Thank you.